Good morning, everyone. Today's topic is being aware that I do not feel a certain way is powerful. And the subtopic is, here are my astute observations. Hello, my lovely readers. I'm committed to doing a 12-week home workout program 1.0 by Heather Robertson. Observing my body, emotions, and mind, and writing about life lessons learned. Today is day 5 of week 4. In case you missed my, and I'm going to say instead of saying my, our, and I want to thank you for reading or listening to the podcast and becoming a part of my journey. Quote, life lessons learning from the 12-week home workout program 1.0 by Heather Robertson. So far, I invite you to read the article titled, This is How to Merge Conflicts. In that article, I have shared life lessons and takeaway from week 1 to week 2. You too can benefit from that. I'm supposed to have completed week 4, day 5 on Friday and taken a break on Saturday and Sunday. I couldn't. As I listen to my body, emotions and mind, and I call it BEM, B-E-M, I was in total integrity with myself to let go of doing the workout and let in some soul-enriching time with family members and friends during Memorial Day long weekend. Here are my astute observations. If you have been following my previous posts, you must have realized that to keep up with the commitment to do the 12-week home workout program, I got out of the pressing need to do the exercise in the morning and became comfortable exercising in the evening too. Today, I realized that my body is ready to be flexible in letting go of the need to do the exercise on a certain day. Today, after the guests left, I was able to catch up without feeling guilty or without feeling lazy to start over. Becoming aware of the fact that I am not having the negative feelings of guilt and shame was so powerful, so rewarding, and so fulfilling. Becoming aware of my clear state of mind to start over from where I left empowered me. Today's exercises: shoulder press, skull crush, goblet squats, around the world, jump lunge too, plank and leg lift, jump and squat to renegade row, hamstring curls. Shout out to Ella Hart's article, Why You Should Not Clap One Time on Medium, which made me realize the value of number of claps to the author. Thank you, Ella Hart. Today's tips. Make a commitment to yourself. Instead of being hard on yourself, allow your curiosity muscle to make an astute observation of the new character strengths such as creativity, forgiveness, fairness, and perspective that you are developing. That's the end of the article, guys. Please see, your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member, visit Lalita Brahma's profile. I've given the link to the Medium subscription, Medium where you can become a paid member. You can connect with my voice in my podcast, Lalita's Morning Musings podcast, and that is free for you to listen. Yet another way I help people, businesses, is through lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. Go ahead and visit that website and you will come to know how we can help you. There is a contact form, If you send in your questions, I will be able to answer those questions. Once I do that, you can make a decision whether to sign up for the monthly membership program. It's a month-to-month program. You can cancel any time. Basically, we give unlimited legal consultations from the attorneys. You have several other benefits, which I don't want to tell over the phone, but unless and until you read for yourself, because you have to make the decision, responsible decision. I'm here to help you with answering the questions. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.